This is the I'm Stuff podcast, a podcast that teaches you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queen June Borgman. And today's episode, episode 5 of season 8, we're talking about your eating disorder is not the worst thing that will happen to you. Your eating disorder is not the worst thing that will happen to you. And I'm so sorry that I'm telling you this. Episode 5, season 8, first episode I'm recording in the new year, whatever it's worth, new year. I'm not a big fan of it, but okay. And I need to thank you that you all went very, very well on the last two episodes. And I'm happy that the people that played that episode, and if you haven't, please do check that. The one about leaning back, the bonus episode of season 8. Please do listen to that because I think that is one of the... I think there are two things that are very vital to keep your mental health in check. And that is leaning back and let them be. Because you're gonna encounter some strange shit in your life, and the only thing you have control on is how you react to stuff. And for all my peeps with eating disorders, be emotional. By all means, be fucking emotional, because you have suppressed your emotions for so long through an eating disorder. And why on earth would you suppress anything more? Because of judgments of others or how people perceive you, that it shouldn't be how you would be, should be living your life. You should never be busy what other people think about you. At least I'm not busy with that. And I think that gives me a lot of headspace on just going, you know, going through life. Because if you would be busy with everybody, you know, thinking about you, fuck that shit. My God, fucking draining. It's an extra job next to all the other jobs you maybe have or study. But I'm happy you like those episodes. And again, if you haven't heard it, please check them out. I'm going to give you a little bit of a heads up because this is a boundary towards myself, but also towards the listeners. I am not going to interview somebody for this season. I've tried it. For the people that are long in these types of seasons, you see how often I tried the last seasons. I think the last two seasons, but I'm just too fucking tired. So I'm not going to do it anymore. And yeah, that's basically it. I'm not going to do it anymore because I think I have enough knowledge to share. And thank God there are other people that can influence you as well, you know, in a positive way, or experience experts. So thank God there's more information. You can find it in different spots. And I'm one of these spots, basically. I'm going to talk about, you know, why your eating disorder isn't the worst thing yet to happen to you. And I know it maybe sounds strange, but stick with this episode and you'll understand why. Your eating disorder, again, is not the worst thing that will happen to you. And I know it sounds so fucking strange, definitely if you're in the depths of your eating disorder, because you're like, what the fuck? Is there more? Is there more bullshit thrown my way? Yes, there will be. Even I, again, you know, I thought when I faced that demon, I faced that dragon, I defeated it, that this, you know, I nothing will blow me away more than that eating disorder did. Because you're so emotionally constipated when you have an eating disorder. You're so in battle with yourself while you still need to function at school or maybe at work or maybe both. That, you know... I one of the titles that I wanted to give this episode is, it's so fucking hard not to kill yourself when you are in an eating disorder. And that sounds, again, very heavy, but it's the truth, because maybe you have it for 1 or 2 or 3 or 7 years like I had, or even longer, and you're like, what the fuck, you know, is this my life? Is this going to be my life? I cannot eat normal. I eat too much or too less. When I'm emotional, I'm eating less, more, blah, 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 blah. And this is this primary thing that I should be doing. Luckily, if you put in the work, you know, busy with your inner childhood trauma, your attachment styles, how your parenting styles of your parents, how you can self-regulate your emotions, not using and abusing food, you will grow as a person a lot. You will not be there yet, because you still will encounter, every time you're in another different situation, you will see something else you need to fix, basically. Or in this case, I would better say need to heal. But at least that part of that eating disorder is done. And then life throws other bullshit at you. Unfair colleagues, friends you thought you would be forever with and now they're gone, grandparents that die, partners that are abusive either mentally or physically, parents that die, your favorite pet that goes missing, your stress, how you stress for exams and everything and tests. There's so much shit that can trigger us, and that's fucking insane. And that's why learning how to self-regulate is so fucking important. One of the books that I'm a big fan of, and I'm reading it now, is How We Can Stop Reacting and Start Healing from Triggers by David Rigo. And I will be doing a podcast episode either next week or the week after about, you know, triggers. And how important it is that we can self-soothe and self-regulate. In essence, there's nothing wrong with a trigger, but it's how we react to one. Just like a red flag. For one person, smoking is a red flag. For the other person, it's something positive because they don't correlate it with something negative. That type of shit. The main essence that I'd like to tell you here, before you think your life is doomed, is that your eating disorder is not the worst thing that will happen to you. There will be a lot of other things. I'm experiencing it myself as well. Traumatizing shit. However, your eating disorder made you more resilient. Dutch is veerkracht. Your eating disorder gave you the capacity to, you know, grab your noteplan, note kit, your kit, and be like, okay, if this is happening, what do I need to do? If this is happening, what is happening inside of me? How can I heal myself? How can I do this? How can I survive this, basically? And a lot of people have learned the wrong coping skills to survive a situation. They will just go work more or study more or party more and think that shit will magically disappear. And for some point, it will disappear because you'll forget about it until you come in the same situation again and be like, fuck, it's not gone yet. So, yeah, do the work. Do the work. Fuck yes, do the work. And while you're listening to this, if you have an eating disorder and you are just doing this, you know, listening to my podcast, it's not fucking enough. Even if you're going through 10,000 posts of Instagram, you need to go and go to fucking therapy. You really need to do that. Although you need to wait for a list to get help for 4 months, you need to go to therapy. Other thing is that if you're in therapy, you're doing that well, but you also need to be active in therapy, not just go there, listen what the person says and not do what they are saying and go back and do the same shit again. Like, are you a fucking donkey? No, you are not a fucking donkey. So you need to be active and use what they're telling you into practice to heal from this motherfucker of an eating disorder. Basically that. Of course, I'm using strong language, but I'm trying to get through you. And people with an eating disorder mostly are quite stubborn. That's my experience after being 4 years of a dietitian, working with you all, working with myself, being fucking stubborn. Sometimes we need to hit rock bottom and then we will change. And it's sad that it's kind of our characteristics because it's a little bit black and white. And to some extent, I still have it also. But that's why I'm trying to bring it a little bit more harder than your soft therapist. And thank God I have that room as an experienced expert and not having these guidelines, unless I'm talking about food, of course, because that's something different. Then I have guidelines as a healthcare professional. It's not the worst. Worst is still coming. But I highly believe that life, either you believe in God, either you believe in the universe or energy, I believe in all three of them. There's already a path for you, and somebody chose to put all that shit. And believe me, I have been crying times that I was looking up and I was like, did the lesson really need to be that hard? You could have been milder. You could have been less intense, and I already could have learned. But somehow these things are on our path and we need to become stronger from it. One of the things that I would like to give you at the end of this episode is that whatever you do, go invest into boundaries towards yourself and towards others. It is something that I learned the hard way recently, and I will never, never cross again. And I'm going to be that mom or that auntie that's trying to prevent you so many years later to make the same mistake that I did. And I cannot prevent you from making that mistake because we learn from our mistakes. But invest in your boundaries. Know your non-negotiables towards yourself, towards others. Because these will be life-saving. These will make sure that your mental health will be in check through all of your years to come, through all of your living years, through all of your relationships, through all of your eating problems. Have boundaries, especially for yourself. Especially for yourself. I cannot address it as I cannot emphasize on how important they are. I think there's somewhere an episode as well called boundaries in one of my in my list. Check that one out as well. Otherwise, I'll make an extra. Because if you do not have them, life is going to be difficult, unnecessary. And it's already a fucking big-ass challenge. So, have them. Have them, please. That's maybe from all the episodes that I ever produced. Have boundaries. That's the most important thing. From all the episodes I've ever produced. Have fucking boundaries. This is this episode. I'll see you in the next. Again, thank you all for listening to the others. They went very well. Lean Back is an episode that I really, really like. Again, something that I preach myself. Sometimes it goes better than other days. But I truly believe that that's something... that's something I would, you know, bet my cat on, that leaning back and boundaries are the best thing you can have. So, see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.